you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm John Horn with critics Amy Nicholson, Claudia Puig, and Charles Solomon. We kick off with Vengeance, starring BJ Novak, Issa Rae, and Ashton Kutcher. The film is written and directed by BJ Novak. Claudia?
I found this an enjoyable and smart dark comedy. It's kind of a neo-noir thriller about cultural assumptions, the political divide in the U.S., the opioid crisis, the ubiquitousness of guns, revenge, and podcasting. And so BJ Novak stars as this journalist who is a podcaster like This American Life, and it works. It's enjoyable. It's well-paced. It's funny.
Amy?
Yeah, when BJ Novak plays this podcaster who goes to Texas to investigate this murder about a girl that is sort of an ex of his, it's a little of a strong word for a hookup. You know, he comes in with all these cultural assumptions. And what happens in scene after scene after scene after scene is all these like Texans come up with these insights that are really actually well-written and smart and surprising, even if it all just feels like it's coming from BJ Novak himself, who's like, I must get these ideas out there in all of these characters' mouths.
Vengeance is rated R and it's in wide release. Next up is Sharp Stick, which is written and directed by Lena Dunham. Amy.
Yeah, this is a sexual satire that feels kind of like two movies crammed into one. The first half is a good half. It's about this like innocent virgin who kind of winds up in this love triangle between Lena Dunham, who plays like a really messy, normal, realistic kind of woman who can't commit at all to this kind of fantasy. The second half, it tries to become a coming-of-age movie, and it doesn't work at all. But the first half, I'm still really thinking about.
Claudia.
It feels like a collection of interesting ideas that don't quite cohere into one compelling movie. It feels kind of chaotic and rambling. I agree with Amy that the first half is better than the second. And I think it had some really good performances. John Bernthal's a highlight, but it didn't work for me.
Sharp Stick is playing at various Landmark theaters and out on digital and video on demand starting August 5th. Finally, My Old School, it's a documentary from director Jonah McLeod, features actor Alan Cumming. Charles.
This was quite the scandal in Scotland about a curious, not very likable character who went back to his old high school when he was 30 years old. And it uses animation to supplement the talking heads of his former classmates. But I found it repetitious and I got impatient with it.
Claudia?
I thoroughly enjoyed this film. I thought it was a documentary with a lot of twists and turns and quite a bit of wit. Yes, I would have liked to have seen a little bit more about the repercussions of what happened to this person who kind of was in charge of the hoax. But I thought it worked really well the way it was told by the classmates.
My Old School is playing at the Modica Film Center, and the film is unrated for our critics. I'm John Horn, inviting you to listen to the full hour of Film Week, where you can hear my interview with Old School director Jonah McLeod. It's at kpcc.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.